Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Do you wonder if she
knows you anymore? Boy, Brandi Carlile fans are pretty loyal fans, I'll tell you that. Wrapped your love around me like a chain. Because she's talented, really good to get to see her in the Twin Cities. She celebrated her birthday yesterday, did a fundraiser concert, live stream last night. But, man, she has a lot of devoted followers here in the Twin Cities. Well, good morning, Dave Lee here on the Morning News. Maxie and I brought this up, so we wanted to ask Mark Calda to join us. He's the Vice President of Public Affairs, Insurance Federation of Minnesota. Hey, Mark, thanks for taking the call here this morning. Appreciate that.
No problem, Dave. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, and as a news guy, certainly I know that you have a very strong interest in what's going on, as everybody does, but I mean, your angle of it is a little bit different and unique as far as how it's all covered. And so you've been in this business. But I would ask you now in the insurance business, as someone who's watched what's happening with riot damage, let me ask you about insurance policies and protection of that sort of thing.
Well, the good news, I mean, if there can even be any good news from all this that's gone on in the last week, is that insurance policies, now that's business insurance policies, homeowners insurance policies, even auto insurance policies, if you have comprehensive coverage, is that there is coverage for civil disorder. So for at least from a financial standpoint, you know, when we're talking about the rebuilding process, from a financial standpoint, there probably is going to be a substantial amount of insurance claims made, and that some of these business owners who have had their livelihoods, you know, damaged or destroyed, they can start the rebuilding process by making an insurance claim. And there is coverage for rioting, for looting, for the damage caused is probably going to be covered under insurance.
So I didn't have to, when I got my insurance, get an extra rider for something like that then?
The only exception is going to be plate glass coverage for business owners that have windows. You have to buy a small separate rider for the window breakage. But other than that, if there's fire damage, if there's loss of your inventory, if you lose income because you have to close your business, that's called business interruption insurance. All of those insurance lines do have specifically written into their policies coverage for riot, for looting, etc. So there will probably be a very large amount of insurance claims made, I suspect. We know from our member companies have said that they've already started to receive the calls. You know, and the tips for people, we just need to make sure that people are safe when they go back to their properties. You know, don't do anything that's going to cause any further damage and make sure that you're safe. So, you know, make sure you make that call to the insurance agent soon and they can give you more information on what you need to do to start the process.
Is there anything in particular that helped me get this done quicker by having the right papers in order when I contact my provider?
That's a good point. You know, and we're hoping that business owners do the prudent thing, which is, you know, don't store all of the paperwork at the property. Usually you want to have it offsite with your own agent. Many times they'll do it that way or in your home. You are going to have access to some of your records. So it's important that business owners have their records when they call their insurance agent, because one thing they're going to need to talk about, and when they talk about business interruption coverage, which is a part of many business owners' policies, you'll need to have some proof as to what you were doing. That'll be the one wrinkle. Maybe for businesses that weren't open because of COVID-19, it might be harder to get a claim made on your business interruption, because if you weren't bringing in any income, then you don't have to replace that lost income. But for businesses that were operating, even on a limited basis, and if you have at least a limited number of those records of your receipts, you'll be able to make a claim on that business interruption as well.
You know, as long as I have you, Mark, you mentioned the pandemic. Are there pandemic riders as well?
That's the one area where there's not, and that's there's been a big debate in the insurance industry lately over is there business interruption coverage for COVID-19, and that's a case where there's a specific exclusion for viruses. So for businesses that weren't able to operate because of the pandemic, there is not going to be much coverage for the loss of income because of closing down because of the virus. But in the case of the riots and looting and damage from fires that are due to that, for businesses that were operating, that coverage is available. So there can be a claim made on that.
Well, appreciate that, Mark. So get a hold of your provider as well. Just on a personal note, if I can, just a sidebar, because sure. This is of interest as well. The pandemic kind of shut down your soccer season. I know that you're a big soccer player, fan, coach. So that, and a referee at high school levels, I know that as well, and club levels. So I'm just curious on soccer. Have you heard anything about getting that going again?
Yeah, well, they are starting actually. They are going to start doing on a limited basis some training, and the training is going to be very basic training. No more than 10 people, so it's 9 players and a coach. They can't do any scrimmages or any kind of thing that's going to have contact, so no touching at all. So it's going to be very, very awkward, but that's actually going to start up this week. So you will start seeing some limited activities for athletics outside, and it is disheartening to know that the summer season got canceled, so there will be no games all summer. We'll have to look for a fall season coming in the fall, hopefully. But that, if you get out and about a little bit, you'll start to see more and more players are going to be out there doing limited training, and it will look very awkward because it won't be a typical training.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I appreciate that update. Hey, Mark, thanks for the information. That's all interesting. Good hearing your voice again. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Mark Cole, the Vice President of Public Affairs Insurance Federation of Minnesota. Remember, you may have known Mark through the years as you may have seen him, regarding TV news and that sort of thing. So WCCO time is 8:27. We're going to head down to Steve Simpson, who's doing a heck of a job on his coverage, and he'll join you in 3 minutes here as CCO's Morning News continues.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.